Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Bobby McGraw for an encouraging message.
If you're like me, sometimes you get a phrase or a part of a song stuck in your head. The danger for me oftentimes is I'll hear a phrase and I'll pick up on it, but I won't know the rest of the song, so it's just annoying that one little phrase goes over and over and over and over again. Well, today, I want a different kind of song to drop in your head and your heart. I want a verse from Scripture about kindness that I hope will take root in your head and your heart today. It comes from Ephesians chapter 4, verse 32, where Paul's writing to the church, and they're going through some obstacles, and here's what he says as he's writing to them. He says, "Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as in Christ God forgave you." Now, let me read it one more time, because I really want to sink in. Here's Paul's writing to the believers in the church. He says, "Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as in Christ God forgave you." Now, when you think about that verse, or at least when I think about that verse, it reminds me of how often I don't do what I should do, that I fail to live this out. Because as Paul's writing this, he's calling out kindness, he's calling out compassion, he's calling out forgiveness, and those things are not the easiest things to do. It's a high standard, and it requires us to act and to react in order to build one another up as we discipline ourselves to keep the unity in the church. It is an invitation to put off our old way of living and follow the path of God's best for us. Now, I think it's so important for us to remember that as we follow Christ, that we have hope in him, and that through his power working in us, we can be changed daily. We can be renewed in the attitude of our minds. We can put on a new self that looks just like Jesus. Now, when Paul wrote these words, he's writing to the church at Ephesus, and he's basically describing the fullness and the richness of life in Christ. And this little letter in the New Testament, it's essentially a little manual on how to be the church, how to be the body of Christ. And these words, they're not just words. They're a song. They're a melody. They're something that I hope will drop into our hearts and challenge the way that we're living so that they won't just be in our heads and our hearts, but they'll change us, but also change our city and change our world. Listen to them one more time. Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as in Christ God forgave you. Today, I want to encourage you to think about the different relationships in your life, whether they're at home, at work, on the ball field, and identify one or two where you could live this verse out better. One or two where you could show compassion, you could show kindness, or maybe even forgiveness, just as Christ has shown it to you. Have a great day. We'll see you back here tomorrow for another edition of the Weekday Podcast.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the Weekday Podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.